ओम शांति। 16th अक्टूबर 2019 वेनस्डे। दे सेंस स्वीट चिल्ड्रन रिमूव द रबिश ऑफ द वाइसेस फ्रॉम द सोल एंड बिकम अ प्योर फ्लावर। ओनली बाय हैविंग रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ द फादर विल ऑल द रबिश बी रिमूव्ड। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन रिमूव द रबिश ऑफ द वाइसेस फ्रॉम द सोल एंड बिकम अ प्योर फ्लावर ओनली बाय हैविंग रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ द फादर विल ऑल द रबिश बी रिमूव्ड। सो टू रिमूव दिस रबिश by saying you need the remembrance of the father. Whenever there is rubbish, how do we remove it? If there is rubbish, the rubbish needs to be burned. And how do we burn this rubbish which has come inside the soul? So you need fire. And the first fire is the fire of yoga. That is the pilgrimage of remembrance. That is Raj Yoga, or that is meditation, or that is the power of yoga. When this yoga takes the form of fire, then this rubbish would be removed or burnt away. The remembrance should take the volcanic form. The remembrance should become so fierce, so fiery, that everything that is waste, everything that is negative, everything that is useless would be burnt. So Baba is saying that the soul is contaminated at present. Alloy has been mixed with it. So this contamination, this adulteration of the soul would be removed only when you put the thing into fire. Just as the gold is put into fire and the gold becomes pure, in the similar manner, the soul should be put in the fire of yoga. Long lasting yoga. Yoga for a very extended period of time. It's not a one day game or job. Every day trying to get detached from the body. Every day trying to move away from the body and the worldly things. This fire is to be created, and that would be created only by persistent practice, by consistency in Brahmin lifestyle, by following all the codes of conduct, maryadas, rules, regulations. As Baba said yesterday, the first and the last Srimad is to become soul conscious. So create or generate this fire of yoga, that is remembrance. The second is the fire of purity. Without this fire of purity, the rubbish cannot be burnt away. The garbage, the waste which is lying in the soul for such a long time, how will it go without this power of purity? So spotless purity, immaculate purity, impeccable purity is what is needed to make the soul pure, sacred, sacrosanct. So this power of purity we need to increase. And for that one needs to check what are the doors or windows or holes or cracks or crevices through which impurity is entering, and block them, all of them. What are the leakage points in the Brahmin lifestyle where the purity is, through which the purity is drained away? And free time, leisure or leisure, whatever you call, this free time is the most dangerous thing. Vices attacks the soul only when the soul is free. When you don't have any work to do and you are just sitting, thinking what to do, no planning, that is the time when you are most vulnerable and the vices attack you. So try to find out, what is it? Is it some social media? Is it some memory? Is it something? Is it some object? Is it something from the digital world? What is it that comes and destroys the purity of the soul? So everything that destroys the purity should be identified immediately, and some plan should be made. If a person is alone, still impurity can attack. If a person is already with somebody in married life and living a pure life, still impurity can attack. Because this battle is lifelong. Because the more we advance in this Brahmin life, the more we understand the depth of purity. When we came in Gyan, that time also we knew purity. We heard of purity. 10 years, some deeper understanding of purity. And maybe in between few falls, 10 further years, further understanding of purity. So the more you advance, the more you understand the depth of purity. So this unpacking of purity goes on. This revelation of the depth of purity goes on. So try to convert purity into fire. Leading a bachelor life, remaining unmarried, adopting brahmacharya alone is not purity. Purity has very deep dimensions and it should turn into fire. Impeccable, spotless purity is what is needed, and that will go up and burn this rubbish which is in the soul. The third is the fire of knowledge, jnana. And that needs deeper churning of knowledge. Every point that comes in Murli is so deep. For example, in yesterday's Murli, Baba said, "You all are in exile, vanvas." So when you are in exile, do all those things which is shown in Ramayana, where Sri Ram did for 14 years. So you have to live your life as if you are leading the life of exile in 14 years. So what did he wear? What did he eat? Where did he sleep? He never entered any city. He was not allowed. So he stayed in villages, he stayed in jungle for total 14 years in his handmade hut. This is the point of churning. Baba says, "You are in vanvaha, you are in vanvas." 14 years. tapasavesh vishesh udasi chauda varas rama vanvasi. So what he used to wear, what he used to eat, what he used to drink, how he used to lead his lifestyle, how were his relations, what was the level of his purity. There was a woman with him, and yet he was leading the life of brahmacharya. He was married. What was his behavior towards the animal? What was he doing throughout the day? So those 14 years of Sri Ram should be our entire Brahmin life. He was away from all the hustle and bustle of the world, all the tinsel world, all the attractions of the world. He was leading the life of exile. Wearing what? What was his dress? What were his footwear? What was his food? With that food only such a life is possible. Life of exile. So Baba says, power of churning, fire of churning. So knowledge should become fire. So increase the knowledge. And knowledge would increase only with churning, imagination, visualization. Einstein said somewhere, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. So churning Murli, different points. Yesterday Murli, there was another word. As if you are put to gallows. As if this you are hanging. So when somebody is hanging, his feet are above the ground and he is dead literally. So you stay in that stage, Baba said, in the sweet stage, dead to the world. So create the fire of Gyan. This fire will burn this rubbish, this garbage, this waste. Then fourth, fire of Vairagya, disinterest. This fire is needed. Without detachment from the world, no churning is possible, no purity is possible, no introversion is possible, no silence is possible. To be in the world and yet not in the world. Though we are in the world, but world is not in us. The boat is in the ocean, but the ocean is not in the boat. The moment the ocean or even few drops or some water enters the boat will capsize. So create this fire of disinterest. In the path of devotion, bhakti, they don't use the word disinterest, they use the word dispassion. We use the word disinterest for vairagya. But in those literature, they have used the word dispassion. So become dispassionate, one who is free from all the passions. So this fire is needed, extreme fire, where Baba says this is a dirty world. Baba says this is the dirty body. So have disinterest. Disinterest doesn't mean not interested. There are two words. One is disinterest, another is uninterested. What is the difference? There are two words in English. One is uninterested, other is disinterested. A student is uninterested in studies, means not interested. And disinterested? A judge is disinterested in the case. There are two different words. One is uninterested. Student is not interested in studying maths. His interest is somewhere else. A judge is disinterested. He is impartial. He is neutral. He has no attachment. That is the stage of disinterest. Vairag. Vai means no. Rag means attachment. Vitarag. So that stage of no raga, that stage of no attachment is known as the stage of vairagya. So we are with everyone, moving with everyone, talking with everyone, having relations, maintaining relations, and yet we are detached, neutral. That stage is the stage of fire. Then fifth, fire of tyag, renunciation. The more you renounce, the more powerful you become. The more you give up the frin, the petty, the trivial, the frivolous pleasures of this world, the frivolous sensual pleasures, you discover the vast treasure of the infinite. You give up the sensual, you get super sensual. You give up the small, you get more. So this tyaga, this renunciation, should assume the form of fire. Our life is not the life of sensual enjoyments, because they are very frivolous, deceptive, short-lasting, illusory, imaginary, and they trap you. All sensual pleasures, what they do? They trap you. You are caught unawares and hold captive. So, the fire of tyag. Give up everything that is coming between you and Baba. Whatever that may be, some object, some person, some place, some sanskar, some habit, some defect, some imperfection, some flaw, some alloy, some contamination, some vice, some waste, some negative, anything that is coming between me and Baba. Look at it like a poison and give it up. Anything that takes me away from God is poison. Everything that moves me away from Him, anything that is creating this distance, this gap, this hiatus, should be thrown off, removed, renounced, like as if it is poison. So this fire of tyag is needed. Then fire of tapasya, penance, intense penance. Tapasya should assume the form of fire. Means extreme self-control, control of all the senses, control over eyes, over ears, over speech, everything, tongue, all the senses. So create this fire of tapasya. And there is one more fire. What is that? Seventh. Seva. Throw yourself into seva. Non-stop service. Even we are sleeping, some service should go on. Our thoughts, our pure thoughts, should keep on spreading vibrations in the world, even in the stage of sleeping. So that should be the level of service. We aren't speaking anything, we are just standing. But our presence should emit vibrations. Our presence itself is service. Every time, it's not necessary that you catch hold of somebody and start pumping knowledge into his cerebral cortex. Not necessary that you want to paint his gray matter with your color of knowledge. Not needed. Your presence itself is service. You are emitting something all the time. Your dress, your presence, your behavior, your demeanor, your temperament itself does service. So no need. Of relentless mercy. So such fire is needed. Then only the soul which has become dirtied, which is filled with rubbish of vices, of waste, of negative, of body consciousness, of mistakes, blunders, of carelessness, of jealousy, of laziness, this rubbish, this spots, this blemish would be removed. So sweet children, remove the rubbish of the vices from the soul and become a pure flower only by having remembrance of the Father. So remembrance, and along with remembrance, few other things like the fire of knowledge, fire of vairagya, fire of purity, fire of tyag, fire of tapasya, fire of seva is also needed in order to become pure as Baba wants us to become pure. So today is 16th and tomorrow 17th. So Baba would be coming tomorrow, and there should be some mental preparation for that, and the preparation should start in advance. So it should start now, at this moment, from this moment, as if he is coming here and I am here. So I have to prepare myself so that I can present myself. I should be presentable in front of him. Otherwise he will reject me. He says, I want pure flowers. If I stand and if he says, very fetid, very bad odor is coming out of you. Though he may not say go away, but if he says like that, then. So become pure flower, emit fragrance, that aroma, that essence, that sweet odor, that would enchant even God. So preparation for this meeting with God should start now, today, and prepare the mind. And for this, one may have to undergo a little digital detox. Increase the yoga chart, increase the churning of Murli. Review the entire life, where what is going wrong, analyze, introspect, retrospect, soul searching, some planning, some agenda, and then putting into practice the practical implementation. So very pragmatic, very practical approach in making some plan which should be achievable, so that we can have beautiful, ecstatic Baba Milan. Om Shanti.